So spring training is underway. The full squad is in Arizona, Goodyear, Arizona. What's happening? Because there's actually been some news here in the first week of spring training.
Well, a couple of things, Amanda. Number one, you always wonder, what player will walk in with an injury?
Okay.
It always happens.
Yeah.
That player's name is?
Danny Salazar.
Danny Salazar, who is sort of a walking injury the last few years. I don't mean to be sarcastic, but he spent so much time on the DL.
Yep.
He was trying to get his arm strong. Something happened in January. He's throwing off a flat surface, medium tension. He's not ready to pitch.
Okay.
We don't know when he will be. So he's the one who showed up hurt.
Could they trade him, or he's here now?
They were trying to, and okay. I think this will, by the way, kill that.
Okay.
Big time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the, say you're the Cubs who are looking for another starter, I don't think Salazar is coming right. They tried this winter, and I wonder if the medical stuff scared people off on Salazar too.
Okay.
All right. So he's here. He's hurt. What that does is it opens the door wide open, whether for Clevinger or Ryan Merritt will be in the starting rotation.
Okay.
So that's number one. Who's playing second base?
It's going to be Jason Kipnis, right?
Right. Remember in the winter, some debate. Do you put him in the outfield like he was for the postseason or put him back at second? Terry Francona has decided to put him at second base.
Okay.
And basically told him, really work on your defense. And what they need is Kipnis to stay healthy.
Right.
When Kipnis is healthy, he's a borderline all-star, sometimes a regular all-star. When he's hurt, he's terrible.
Okay.
As he plays through the injury, his 220 looks just awful.
Yeah.
Third base?
It's going to be Ramirez.
Jose is back at third.
Jose Ramirez.
And he actually is better at second, but they decided they won a lot of games with, you know, it used to be Carlos Santana at first. Now it's Yonder Alonso.
Okay.
And now second base is Kipnis. Shortstop is Lindor. Third, by the way, you see Lindor's hair?
Yeah, it's blonde.
I'll let you.
Bleached blonde?
Yeah. I was going to do that too. So he's at short. And at third base is Jose. You know, the catchers are Yan Gomes and Perez. So that's sort of the same grouping. And then the outfield is where they're trying to figure things out.
Okay.
Who's supposed to play left field?
Is it Michael Brantley?
Yes, but we don't know exactly. Remember ankle surgery?
Yeah, he's there, though.
Right, and they're going to go slow. I don't think he opens the season in left. So okay. We'll see who's there. Center field, who's supposed to play center?
Is it Zimmerman?
Zimmer, yeah, Bradley Zimmer.
So he's supposed to be healthy.
He probably is. He just had a broken thumb, and you know they had surgery for that. Then in right field's Lonnie Chisenhall, but what's his problem all the time?
Well, he's banged up.
He's always hurt. Yeah, he was on disabled list three times.
Oh wow, okay.
How about this? The last 2 years, when the season opened, he was on a disabled list. Chisenhall was.
Wow.
So who do they bring in? One of my all-time favorites.
I couldn't believe it. Rajay Davis.
Rajay Davis. And I liked him even before. You could go back before he hit the home run in Game 7. But I loved him when he was with Detroit. You know, he's a little guy, steals bases, plays hard, and he's a right-handed hitter. And he is thrilled to come in at the age of 37. So
37.
You know, they 2 years ago, he led the league in stolen bases. Last year, he stole 29 bases. He played for Oakland last year. It's funny what they did. Is Rajay Davis came in 2016 as sort of a under-the-radar free agent. And then they were kind of trying to sign him on the cheap. Oakland came in and offered him, I think it was $7 million. It was the biggest contract of his career. I was surprised.
Huh.
So he took that one to a bad team in Oakland. The Indians went out and signed Austin Jackson to a minor league contract. Remember, and he played well.
Yeah, he did.
The Giants have come in and signed Jackson to a two-year contract. So now they've brought in Rajay Davis to do what?
Well,
to replace Jackson.
Okay.
So basically you go, Davis was here, replaced by Jackson, and so Jackson's gone. Now Davis is replacing the guy who replaced him.
Okay. Well, how did Davis get free?
I think they looked at it and said, this guy's a speed guy at 37 years old. He only hit 235 last year. He's not quite as sharp. The Indians, meanwhile... You know, they love to bring in these guys on minor league contracts. And okay. They find one every year. They find a guy who can help.
Hmm.
They're like, you know, the sort of the Statue of Liberty. You put it out in front of there at Goodyear. You know, if you were good once upon a time and you're not a drug addict or crazy or whatever, come on in.
Yeah.
And so they brought him in just like they did. Austin Jackson was coming off bad knee surgery the year before. And so now it's and they got like half a season out of him. He was on disabled list too, by the way, Austin Jackson. That's part of the reason they didn't rush in to sign him. They just wonder if he could hold up. The nice thing about Rajay, he's not had much of an injury history all these years.
Wow.
So he's back, and they brought in another guy, Melvin Upton Jr.,
okay,
who hit 25 homers back in 2016. Last year, broke his wrist, played like 12 games in AAA, and that was the end of that. So he's another kind of Statue of Liberty guy. So between Melvin Upton and Rajay Davis, I think one of them makes the team.
Okay.
But I think fans love Rajay, you know.
Yeah.
And I know that, truthfully, the organization loves Rajay.
Okay.
And they really love him. You can get him on a cheap contract because, you know, that's what they're doing. But I think it's significant, Amanda, the Salazar injury, because I still kept thinking they were going to try to do some stuff. There periodically were these rumors with the Indians trying these bold things that didn't happen. But that kind of, it kills trading him, and then you're not, you know, maybe you don't want to trade Ryan Merritt or somebody like that. You don't want to trade any other starters because, you know, starting pitching, you really love to have those guys.
Yeah.
They're hard to replace. You know, people got into, hey, Brian Shaw's gone and Joe Smith's gone. That hurts the bullpen, but it's easier to find relievers than starters.
Okay. Interesting. Lots of things happening early in training camp. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.